Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Magical Mediumship Book Club call. Today, we are going to be going over a couple chapters. I'm going to start with the Honoring the Ancestors chapter, which is chapter 9. And Roseanne, did you find anything about this chapter that especially called to you, or do you want me to go over some stuff?
I love this book. I really do. I already had done the readings like days ahead of time.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I will say that I really enjoyed the Honoring the Ancestors chapter. I like that she said one of the most valuable and easy practices you can do to connect with your ancestors and home is to build an ancestor altar. I also like, oh, go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with what you said, the ancestor altar.
Yeah. And I like that she says that if you want to have a daily touch point for communion, put them somewhere where you can access them with ease. So I guess my question would be, by any chance, did you happen to set up an ancestor altar?
I did not.
It's okay.
I didn't. That's but okay. I love the, what was the word? The synchronous. Okay, you're recording this, so I'm gonna mess it up the word.
Oh,
so I don't want to.
So good. The synchronicities, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was that? That
you can do it more often than just, you know what I mean? That it's there for you. They're there for you. And that
absolutely.
You have to do is ask for their help, and they're there for you to help you. You know, I mean, you can call on different ones and, you know, it's funny because I have my cousin's picture. It's underneath you right now.
Oh,
but, and he's, you know, when you have a cousin that you just adored, he was my cousin and he was closer to me and I felt closer to him than anybody because he always made me feel special when I was around him and stuff. And he's been gone. December 22nd, 1979. Not that I know, you know, but he's just somebody that I'm sure he's with me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, in everything that I do, I know he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I mean, I have pictures that I see every day that are part of my ancestors. I have little mementos. I have like a shelf that has things up that I can look at, you know, on a daily basis, which I do like. I mean, I did like kind of like another thing was how she talked about familiar patterns. And you may find that in your, you know, your genealogy and looking back in your family tree that, you know, maybe there's more teachers, maybe there's more healers, maybe there's more the preachers. Like I know that in my family tree, we have a lot of like pastors, like a lot of people that were part of the faith. And I do find that interesting that being a healer, and then we had a lot of churchgoers.
Yeah. Well, just like your family, my family too, we had brothers and sisters.
Nice.
The brothers were priests and the sisters were nuns.
That's so interesting. I like that. That's really interesting. I know that we were part of the Protestant religion and bringing that over to the United States. So I do.
And
go ahead.
And I liked how they talked about the ancestors because I've worked on that. And I don't know if this is possible to get,
sure.
But I don't know my grandmother's last name, her maiden name.
Yeah.
and I want to know. And that's what I
want. You don't have like a family tree or anything like that, or doing.
I do, but I have her birth certificate.
Yeah.
But the name on the last name is there, but you can't find. I can't find it. I've researched it. I've searched for her, and you know all the past and stuff. And
yeah.
She was a boarder, and you know, in Cohoes and stuff. So I know a lot of stuff, but I just want to know what her maiden name was.
Yeah.
So I can discover more things about her, you know, because she was pretty cool.
I will say that I know that my sister and her husband, they're really big into, you know, family trees, and they go on ancestry.com, and we have, I mean, they're always plugging in information. It's very fascinating. Hopefully you might be able to go down to like maybe the town and go through, you know, vital records, because those are public. It depends on how much you really want to go into it.
Yeah, she's a tough one, because she was in St. Coleman's home.
I don't know what that is.
It's a place where they, and then she was adopted at like 8 or 9. So she was in an orphanage. It's an orphanage.
An orphanage.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I'd be curious to see what you were able to pull from it. You know what I mean? I think that'd be interesting. The other thing I did like was that she kind of talks about blood-based reincarnation, about there's a possibility that, let's say, your grandmother passed and you present as like, you know, a niece or a nephew. Have you experienced anyone in your family that you feel like maybe has reincarnated?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's interesting. I do. I feel like this sounds crazy, but my grandson is so much like my father.
Oh, I love that.
He is so much. Even like my father always used to do this like quick smile, you mm-hmm. know, and he does the same thing. And he's just has the sweet temperament that my father always had, you That's know, crazy. And it's just. And the temper too.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's so interesting. I'd be curious if you ever do like a past life work as he gets older, if maybe he's able to tap into that. That's very interesting.
He's into crystals.
Oh,
deep into better. Crystals.
Was your dad into, or was your dad into crystals too?
No. But so, Jason is definitely.
I love that. That's awesome. And then I did like how she talks about putting the ancestral information that you discover to good use, kind of like discovering professions in your family. You can call on them, like maybe you needed some protection, or maybe you need some knowledge, or, you know, and I find that interesting. I think I kind of forget to call on my ancestors for certain things. Like I know my grandma was an English teacher, and maybe I need help with writing. I should call on her. You know,
yeah.
I love that. All right, so I'm going to move on to chapter 10, which is magical timing. I did really enjoy this as well. It's a lot of meaty information. So it says, why not amplify your practice by plugging into the ancestral currents of those who have come before to benefit from their wisdom and energies? And she goes into like the moon cycle. She goes into planetary days, planetary hours, thinning of the veil. I do like work with the moon and the aspect of, you know, the waning moon is magic. Waning moon magic is for banishing and removing energies. And then when the moon is waxing and gaining light, or when the moon is full, mediumship work and ecstatic forms of spirit communication are more appropriate. And I just find that, very interesting, you know, and I will say, like, I know for me, the full moon is all about what I want to release, and the new moon is all about what I want to manifest. So I do think that's interesting. Do you work with the moon also?
No, but what is really amazing is my daughter and I were both born at the same time.
Oh, wow.
11:52 a.m.
That's so fascinating.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
That's very weird. Yeah, definitely. That's so interesting. There's gotta be something connected to that. I would be curious to see. Oh, I love that. I'm like, I'm having a moment. That's really interesting. That's really cool.
Because we have the same day
of the week.
No, she was Saturday. I was Monday. But we have a connection that is, it's really strange, because I will think something and she says it.
Oh, that's
and so vice funny. Versa. We can complete each other's sentences. So it's really, you know, I don't know if that's, you know, how it works and stuff, but.
I mean, you're probably within the same soul group and have traveled many lifetimes together, and you have that soul connection, you know. In IET, they call it soul buddies or soulmate, but soulmate can be platonic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's fascinating. I love that. That's interesting. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I do like, you know, they talk about the planetary days by doing like some of your magic, or, you know, maybe doing some of your mediumship, you know, a sun for Sunday, moon for Monday, Mars is Tuesday, Mercury is Wednesday, Jupiter is Thursday. So like today, luck, expansion, prosperity, money, victory. I love that. Let's do some stuff on Thursdays. Venus yeah. Friday and Saturn Saturday. So I find that interesting. And then she goes into planetary hours, and then there's planetary hours and days for spirit work, and then the thinning of the veil, which, you know, around for us, you know, Halloween, or is it Shaman? Where's Melissa when you need her to pronounce this stuff?
It's Samhain.
Samhain. Samhain. Got it. So then September and October, the darker months, and fall and winter. Have you noticed, because I know that you've been on the spiritual path for a while, have you noticed the thinning of the veil at all in your work? Like, it's easier to connect with your guides and your team, and, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot easier because, yeah.
That's interesting. And then she talks, all right, so tell me how to pronounce the next one. Wessex? Well, how do you pronounce that?
Oh, wait. She has the little thing. Yeah, that's Wessex.
Wessex, okay.
Wessex.
So it's the full moon of Scorpio, the opposite end of the year from Samhain, and also considered a time when the veils grow thin. So that's often in May. So coming up in May, we should test to see if the veils are thin, and that we can seek out like the mighty dead, the hidden company, our ancestors, and see if it's easier for us to connect. I think it's interesting, like, to really tap into those days of the week, to tap into the times of the day, to tap in the lunar, you know, cycles. And I mean, I know some people are more affected by the lunar cycles than others. Some people are more affected by the planetary energies. So I think it's all a matter of what do you really want to tap into, and how closely mm-hmm. do you want to work with it? You know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So now my favorite thing, we're moving on, is part 3, partnering with the dead, chapter 11, spirit guides. I love working with some spirit guides. So they can be deities, angels, master teachers, animals, plants, or stones that can be called upon and partnered with you to aid on. So I definitely know that I can call in angels, ascended masters, call in the energy that we need. Like, let's say I do a session with someone and they need magnesium, call in the energetic essence of that. Like, I just find that fascinating. It's just very interesting. I've never heard about the 7 guides of spiritualism. Is that something that you've heard of before?
No.
Yeah. So the different, no. I mean, I think it's interesting. And I'd be curious if I'm like, I need the gatekeeper, or I need the teacher, or I mean, I think in the practice, it would be, you know, like, I know that I work with my guardian angel. I know I work with master teacher, but I guess I've never really put them, you know, kind of like, oh, this is your bodyguard. That's your gatekeeper. You know what I mean? How about for you?
Into more categories.
Yeah. I guess whoever comes in for my best and highest good, I'm down for. Like, whatever.
That works.
I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, are you the gatekeeper or the teacher? And they'll be like, I'm never coming to you again. Okay, fine.
Yeah, really.
So,
and then wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's funny because Tony always thinks I'm an operator because I'm always like, hold, please. And she's like, in a previous life, you must have been a telephone operator. Must have. So I'm going to be disconnecting that connection. I'm sorry, sir. I want a master teacher. Bring me an ascended master. So I love it. I'm sorry. Sorry. Getting a little
silly. No, do it.
I
love it.
So how to connect with the guides. I mean, you kind of want to ask them. I mean, we all know how to connect with the guides, but we're going to go through the practice. Feeling blocked. I mean, I do agree with her. If you say that you're blocked or you feel that you're blocked, then you're going to block yourself. Yeah. So, and it says, talks about giraffes, which was interesting. Anyway. Yeah. Feeling blocked. I mean, really, I think it's more of like you just getting inside of your head. You know, this work really requires us to be more in our heart than it does in our logical brain. And we have to kind of, it has to be a little bit playful and a little bit, you know, different when we're meeting with our guides and we're working with these multidimensional beings, because we can't like physically pull them out and say, hey,
right,
come with me, Archangel Michael. It's like, watch me. I'll be in my bedroom tonight. What the hell? No. We can do the exercise to meet with the spirit guide if that's something you want to do.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
All right. So
my room is all set.
Oh my gosh, I love this. All right, my dear. So what I am going to do is I am going to get started on that. So we're going to do exercise to meet a spirit guide, which is on page 113. And we have already set up our sacred space. And that way we feel safe and protected. I did make sure to sage and cleanse my room. I believe you did too. I opened up my opening prayer, all of that fun stuff. So whenever you're ready, I gotta calm down. All right, my dear, my dear, my dear. All right, here we go.
So take- oh my gosh, we both just did the same exact thing.
We're good. We're connected. I love this.
We are.
Alrighty. So take a nice deep breath in. Exhale slowly. Begin to focus on the natural rhythm of your breathing and allow your awareness to follow the breath. Become aware that you are comfortable, calm, and peaceful. You are now entering a meditative state where all you do is for your highest good. Envision the numbers as we count them down. See the numbers 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Find yourself in an empty place. It is your empty place, a blank palette, a space where you can create anything that you desire. It is here you will create a beautiful, safe, relaxing, and peaceful space to connect with your spirit guides. A space where you can go anytime you like, a space no one else knows about, that is sacred for you and your guides. Begin by creating a very comfortable chair or something you wish to relax upon. Imagine it and create it in your mind's eye. It may be something you already own or something you so desire, or perhaps something in nature, a stone by a river, the ground under a tree, or a cloud. See all its details now. Notice the chair's color, the textures, and even the smell of it. See it clearly in your mind's eye. Then imagine yourself sitting upon it or perhaps lying upon it. This is your special place to rest, rest and relax. As you rest and relax, I want you to continue to create your special place. Create the edges or the walls around you, the floor and ceiling, or envision the special place in nature. This can be whatever you want it to be, anything you may like. The only limitation is your own imagination. Create the details of this container, this special place now. Add in any personal touches that make this space perfect for you. Add in any flowers, ornaments, or decor you desire. Create and personalize your special room. Make it comfortable for you. Add all of those little things that make you happy, safe, and secure. Now commit this special room to your memory, remembering every detail. So that you can come back here whenever you so wish, at any time you like. Also remember, when you do come back, you can change details by adding or removing anything you wish. This space is yours to redecorate anytime you like. This space is now part of you, a part where you will always feel completely safe, comfortable, and relaxed. In this space, you can communicate with your spirit guide or guides. You can invite your spirit guide here anytime you so wish to meet and connect with them. In a moment, you will meet with your guide. You will see your guide perhaps for the first time. You will know everything there is to know about your guide the moment you see them. You will know and remember their name, the way they look, and you will be able to ask all of those questions you've been seeking to ask. Take a moment to contemplate what you would like to speak with your guide. What kind of information you would like to know or learn. Have this fresh in your mind. Think about all of those things you would like to know or would like to ask your guide. as you relax in your comfortable space, completely safe and secure, become aware of the presence of a guide just outside your space. Perhaps you hear their footsteps approaching. You feel your guide drawing closer and closer until your guide is just outside your space. When you are ready, invite your guide into your space. You can do this by thinking about them and asking them to come close. Notice how the footsteps have stopped. This is because they are just outside the space, waiting for you to invite them inside. Invite them now to be with you. As they step into your space, you will see the guide and know that they are here. Look closely at their face, features, hair, clothes, and physical body. Look at how happy they are to see you and feel how happy you are that they are here. However you perceive them is perfect for this experience. Greet your guide and notice how you recognize them immediately. You are comfortable and relaxed, and so are they. Focus upon your guide and go with the first thoughts that you feel or come to your mind. Know and believe in yourself and your guide in this connection as you sit down together side by side. Keep focusing upon your guide and remember all of their details. Ask questions such as, what is your name? What is your purpose in my life? What do I need to know right now? How I recognize you in the future. Whatever you so desire, ask them now, knowing that each answer will be committed to your memory. Take this time and be present with your guide. It is time to finish your conversation and say goodbye to your guide for today. Watch as your guide gets up to leave and thank you for all of the answers and wisdom that you have received today. Remember that you can speak to them whenever you so desire just by thinking of them. Now escort your guide to the edge of your space offer your gratitude for this connection experience, and say your goodbyes for today. Close the space boundary before returning to your seat. Contemplate all the wisdom, advice, and guidance you have just been given, and then commit them all to your memory. So upon return, you will be able to access this information easily by thinking about your experience today. Count up from your meditative state. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Feel your fingers and toes gently stretching. And when you are ready, you may open up your eyes. How was that for you?
Wow. I have to ask you a question. Can you feel the energy from me when during that?
I mean, I can feel the energy of the session. I'm not consciously connected into you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm not going to tap in without permission.
Okay.
So can I feel the energy? Absolutely. There's a lot of energy coming in, but I'm not like, oh, let me see what's going on over there. Like, no.
No, it was amazing. It was good. I don't know who it was. Okay. I couldn't picture them, but a part of me feels like there's so many.
That's okay. I mean, we usually have a lot of guides. It's not typical to just have one guide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I would probably recommend that when you do this again, just call in the one guide that I need for today. Like who is the guy that I must most need in this current moment of now? So when I'm doing different things and I'm feeling either overwhelmed or anxious, and I know that I need a little bit more of a energetic kick, so to say, I'll just kind of close my eyes and I'll say, well, my spirit guide for my best and highest good, please come to me now. And then I may not necessarily know who it is, like you're saying. But I'll feel the energy like you felt, and I'll know that I'm being guided, I'm being protected, or I may also kind of state a more directed prayer, like help me to, you know, speak what I need to speak so people can hear me the way in which I want to deliver my message, you know, it just kind of depends, or protect me as I'm going into this meeting because I know I'm going to have a difficult conversation. You know, it just depends, or when I'm driving home and I want to get there home quickly, like
you know, move all the cars out of my way.
I mean, honestly, sometimes you have to fold time and you have to kind of do things to work to the best and highest good. I mean, I'm always trying to, I heard this analogy once and it's stuck with me. And it's like, when you're going to the grocery store, and I may have told you this, when you're going to the grocery store, would you much rather take the car in the garage or do you want to walk? So you want to take the car in the garage, and that's how you liken your spirit guides, is taking the car in the garage and not walking on your own. So that's how I always look at, you know, working with my team. And I don't know all of my guides' names. I know one, Black Eagle. Yeah. Black Eagle. I have another guy that's off planet, and I was told that names are limiting and they will not give me their name.
Okay.
So, I mean, and that's fine to me. Like it's not, and I will tell you probably, and maybe for you too, you know, maybe years ago, I was like, I need to know their name. I need to know like all of this stuff. And now it's more like, how can we work together so I can gain more wisdom, more knowledge, expand out my spiritual gifts, you know, help heal, you know, help transform my healing abilities. And it's not as much as, well, tell me your name is Joe. And, you know, so, you know, it's just, it's a little, it's a different, I have a different need with it, you know, and a different wants. And I think it's probably because I work so much with the angels and the ascended masters and whatnot, you know, and I have to remind myself, I also need to work with my spiritual team and my guides, my guardian angel, my ancestors. Like I have to remind myself, we have this huge spiritual team that backs us up and wants to support us in our day-to-day life, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing is for anyone is that we never should feel that we are not allowed to call on them, because that's what the agreement that we made before we came here was that, hey, you're going to be my spirit guide. I'm going to be the person in the flesh and you better be here to help me, you know, cause that role may change. Like, let's say you come back and, you know, maybe you become a spirit guide for your grandson. You know, like we have all of these agreements in place. It's interesting. I'm going to go really down the rabbit hole. So, it's interesting when you really start thinking about it, you know, like I'm grateful to have spirit guides and a spiritual team and know that, you know, we can work with them at any time and call on them anytime. Mm-hmm. Whenever you now have a sacred space to go to. I mean, for me, I say, well, my spirit guide for my best and highest good, please come to me now. I mean, that's how easy I'll be grounded. And that's it's immediate. Like, and I can feel that energy shift. And I'm like right now I can feel it in my root. Like, so I know I have a guide with me and it's probably reminding me to stay grounded. But you know, and then that's where we ask the questions and we dig in. What is it that I need to know in this moment? And if the answer is not coming through clear enough, please help me to understand this. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and then kind of develop your psychic dictionary, your mediumship dictionary. And because what an apple might mean to me is not going to mean the same to you. You know what I mean? Anything mm-hmm. else before we wrap up our magical mediumship?
No, I just want to say thank you so much.
I want to say you're welcome and thank you for logging on.
Well, you're most welcome. I'm so happy because at least, you know, never mind. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
It's all good. I thank you everyone for listening to our book club and I will see you guys soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.